ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सार्वधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्ता राधाकान्त नमस्तुते। तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास्तादि गौर भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भगवद गीता एज इट इज translated and commented by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, 15th chapter, Sloka Sankhya 14, The Yoga of the Supreme Person. So please repeat after me. Aham.
Aham.
I. Vaishvanaro, my plenary portion as the digesting fire, bhutva becoming praninam of all living entities, deham in the bodies, Asritaha, situated, prana, the outgoing air, apana, the downgoing air, samayukta, keeping in balance, pachami, I digest, anna, foodstuffs, chaturvidham, the four kinds, aham vaishvanaro bhutva, praninam deham asrita, pranapana samayukta, pachamyannam chaturvidham, aham vaishvanaro bhutva, praninam deham asrita, pranapana samayukta, pachamyannam chaturvidham, Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva.
Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva.
Praninam Deham Asrita.
Praninam Deham Asrita.
Pranapana Samayukta.
Pranapana Samayukta.
Pachami Annam Chaturvidham.
Pachami Annam Chaturvidham. Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva.
Praninam Deham Asrita.
Praninam Deham Asrita.
Pranapana Samayukta.
Pranapana Samayukta.
Pacham Annam Chaturvidham.
Pacham Annam Chaturvidham.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I am the fire of digestion in the bodies of all living entities, and I join with the air of life, outgoing and incoming, to digest the four kinds of foodstuffs. Mere piche dohraiye, please repeat after me. I am the fire of digestion. In the bodies of all living entities.
In the bodies of all living entities.
And I join with the air of life.
And I join with the air of life.
Outgoing and incoming.
Outgoing and incoming.
To digest the four kinds of foodstuffs.
To digest the four kinds of foodstuffs.
Purport. According to Ayurvedic Shastra, we understand that there is a fire in the stomach which digests all food sent there. When the fire is not blazing, there is no hunger, and when the fire is in order, we become hungry. Sometimes, when the fire is not going nicely, treatment is required. In any case, this fire is representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vedic mantras, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 5.9.1, also confirm that the Supreme Lord or Brahman is situated in the form of fire within the stomach and is digesting all kinds of foodstuff. Ayam Agnir Vaishvanaro Yo Ayam Anta Purushe Enedam Annam Pachyate. Therefore, since he is helping the digestion of all kinds of foodstuffs, the living entity is not independent in the eating process unless the Supreme Lord helps him in digestion. There is no possibility of eating. He thus produces and digests foodstuff, and by His grace we are enjoying life. In the Vedanta Sutra 1-27, this is also confirmed. Sabdadibhyo anya anta pratisthanacha. The Lord is situated within sound and within the body, within the air and even within the stomach as a digestive force. There are four kinds of foodstuffs. Some are drunk, some are chewed, some are licked up, and some are sucked. And He is the digestive force for all of them. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rup Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadandikam. Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Asritaha Prana Apana Samayukta Pachamyaham Annam Chaturvidham. I am the fire of digestion in the bodies of all living entities. And I'm joining with the air of life, outgoing and incoming, to digest the four kinds of foodstuff. So without Krishna, what can we do? Impossible. That's what this sloka means. And previous sloka, he says, I create those ras, taste in vegetation, vegetables, grains. And earlier he says, I create the grains. I produce the grains. So, he's doing everything for us. Without his touch, nothing can happen. Nothing. Not a single blade of grass moves without him. Our total existence, our deed, our dependence is totally on Krishna. Just imagine one thing. If he doesn't enter into the life air, going out and in, prana and apana, just one thing he doesn't do, what will happen to every living entity? Finished. No nourishment. Just one thing. And he's doing everything for us. And what we are doing? We are saying, I am just like you. I am just like you. I am as powerful as you are. I am also Ishwaro. Aham. Aham Bhogi. Siddho Aham Balavan. Sukhi. Competition. God's competitor. We want to become God's competitor. And if God doesn't do one thing, just don't digest, he doesn't enter into the fire of digestion. Finished. What can you do? And whatever you possess, what is the value of that thing? So this is how you see Krishna in day-to-day life. He enters into the vegetation through moon and through moonlight. And he produces that rasa. And then when rasa comes to the stomach, the tongue, then beautiful taste we can have. When he enters into the stomach, he's digesting that rasa, that tasteful food that we had, he's digesting. And he's evacuating also. In other words, he is the doer. Bhoktaram yagyata pasham sarvalok maheshwaram. Controller. He pushes the button. He pushes the switch. He is the doer. Ahankar vimudhatma kartaraham iti manyate. And vimudha, fools and rascals, they think. Yeah, Krishna says vimudha. Mudha is mood, fool. And vi means rascal number one. Vi mudha. More emphasis to mudha. Vimudha. Fools and rascals. They think I am the doer. I am digesting. I am creating the taste. And I chew properly in my mouth more time. And that's why it is tasty. No, it's Krishna. You are vimudha number one. Ahankaram, with false ego, he thinks, I am the doer. Krishna is the doer. And because Krishna is doer, he does everything by himself? No. That is also not complete understanding. He doesn't lift his finger. He doesn't. Our God, he is the ever enjoying. Our God is ever compassionate. Those two things. Param Rasik. Rasik Shekhar Krishna. Param Karun. These two things he does. Param Rasik, he is tasting all the mallows, especially Madhurya Ras. Mainly Madhurya Ras. He is tasting. He is enacting his pastimes into Madhurya Ras more than any other mallows. With Radharani, her sakhis, and her assistant sakhis, Sachari, and Kinkari, and so on and so forth. That is Krishna, ever enjoying. His only business is to enjoy. And that's why his name is Ramana. Ram. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram, Ram, Hare, Hare. Ram means one who is enjoying, ever enjoying playful pastimes, intimate pastimes with gopis, Radharanis, Ramana. Ram. Krishna is original. His name is Ram. So, then how he is entering in every living entity's stomach? So that is the characteristic of God. He can do everything with his mere desire. Only desiring. He desires and everything happens. Ichchanu rupam api yasya cha cheshtatesha. Whole material cosmos evolves through the agency of Durga, who is dancing on the Krishna's desire. Krishna desires and she fulfills. She works. She works hard. Everybody else works hard for him. He works only for desire. He desires. Let there be light, and there was light. Christian Science. He desires, and everything happens. Without him, nothing can happen. Just like powerhouse. Powerhouse is running, working, so fridge can cool, and heater can heat, and fan can blow air, and light can, bulb can emanate light, so many variegatedness. Lift can go up and down. Powerhouse is stop, everything is finished. Heat, light, air, everything is finished. Same thing. Krishna is eternally existing and Krishna is eternally desires. And he merely by his desires, all demigods and all his energies are working under his desire. He doesn't do all these things. He have it done, delegated, appointed. An appointed doesn't become God. They know. If I say I'm God, he is finished. He knows. Agni, Surya, Chandra, Indra, Varun, all demigods. They know very well. That I am not the God. I am the servant of Krishna. That they know very well. But manushya ahankar vimudatma. I created my house. I created my children. I created my bank balance. You cannot create anything. You cannot create anything. You create prithvi, jal, tej, vayu, akash, consciousness. You create, then you are a creator. If you can create consciousness, then you are a creator, original creator. Can any scientist produce chetana, consciousness in a laboratory? So Krishna is the doer. From Krishna, everything is emanating continuously. Especially his energies. Krishna is Saktiman. And unlimited kinds of Sakti is emanating from him. So aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva, Vaishvanaro, fire of digestion. Krishna is that fire of digestion within the stomach. So the impersonalist, Mayavadi people, they don't quote, they quote Patram Puspam Phalam Toyam Yat Karosi. They don't quote that. They don't quote the sloka that Yagna Sista Sinna Santo Munchyate Sarva Kelbisaihi Bhujantite Agham Papa E Pachanti Atma Karanat. They don't quote all this sloka. They quote this sloka. Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva. They quote this and they say, okay, now we don't have to offer food to Krishna. Aham Vishwanaro Bhutva. Aham Vishwanaro Bhutva. We are offering food to Krishna in our stomach in the form of fire of digestion. Krishna is in the form of fire of digestion and I am offering my foodstuff to Aham Vishwanaro Bhutva. So such an envious mentality of impersonalist Mayavadis. They recite this sloka before eating. Aham Vishwanaro Bhutva Praninam. So this is envious mentality. We have to give more than 7% credit to Krishna that he is the supreme personality of Godhead and he is all in all. And for us he is also all in all. For me he is everything. That is devotee. This is devotee. Hey Krishna, without you what can I do? I can't even lift up the blade of grass without you. This is devotee. But Mayavadi, I am Krishna. Mayavadi means Suska Vedantist. Suska Ham Brahmasmi. So aham. Tu jo hai, wohi main hum. So asmi aham. So aham. They chant so aham. Tu jo hai, wo main hum. Tu jo hai, main hum. Tu jo hai, main hum. Main hum, tu hai. Main hum. This is what they chant. Soham. Soham means I am spirit, I am the soul. Soham means I have same quality as you are, Satchidanand. But not in kad, not in size. You are greater than a greatest. And I am smaller than a smallest. So that back portion small, you are greater than a greatest and smaller, that they don't want to recognize. We are same. And that's why I am offering food to you in my stomach. What kind of mentality is that? Actually he is offering food to his stomach and he want to eat. But then indirectly he is saying, I am offering to the fire of digestion. I am offering to you in the form of fire of digestion. Then why not original form, Krishna? No, that is envious mentality. I don't want to name these sects, but they are, like we say, Sarira Vidya Jal Jal Taika. We sing a song that Krishna, you send us sensuous prasad. But they don't say that you send us sensuous prasad. They chant this, Aham Vishwanaru. I am in my stomach. I am Ishwar. Aham Vishwanaro Bhutva Praninam Dehama Asrita. So this is very, very big mistake that people go through, and Then Prabhupada says that Pachami Annam Chaturvidham, that Krishna, he digests four kind of foodstuffs, which is chewed, suck, drink, and lick. Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasado Swadhana. Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasado. So Pachami Chaturvidham Annam. Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasad. Swadhana Triptana. Hari Bhakta Sangha. Guru must take prasadam with his devotees. That is qualification. One of the great qualifications of a guru. Hari Bhakta Sangha. And when he sees that his bhakta, his devotees, guru's disciples are tripta, then he becomes tripta. Swadhana triptana Hari Bhakta Sangha. Kritvaiva triptim bhajata sadaya. He is satisfied by seeing the devotees satisfied by taking prasad. Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasadam. Swadhana triptana Hari Bhakta Sangha. Kritvaiva triptim bhajata sadaiva. Vande Guru Sri Charana Aravindam. So this is the sloka for today. And next sloka is very beautiful. You should memorize that 15.15. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto mata smriti jnanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarvair ahameva vedyo vedant krit vedvit chaham. Any question? Yes? Well, you can use your intelligence before also when your friend is speaking. Rather than I deviate myself, fix your intelligence. I want to go to temple no matter what. So you can make up your intelligence. You can use your intelligence even before. All along, anywhere, you can use your intelligence. But intelligent is that you use your intelligence and fix before you do anything. I want to go to temple. And be fixed in resolute determination. That is, intelligence can be used any time, before, after, middle. Yes, intelligence. Mind is most of the time, is rascaldom, like monkey. Mind is like a monkey. Monkey, you do whatever you tell to monkey, opposite. Monkey will do opposite. There is no reason to break everything. Monkey's business is to break everything. Opposite. Mind is like that. We must use intelligence by controlling ourselves. Soul should control intelligence. And soul should make intelligent work, what is discriminated properly, what is right, what is wrong. And then take up right, whatever intelligence say. Any other question? Okay, question. All activities are carried out by three modes of material nature. Prakrate kriyamanani. Please elaborate whatever. How their modes influences the free will of living entity. And if three modes influences, how free will exists. Hare Krishna. So you forgot to write one small letter called small free will. Small. So the gunas, they are very powerful than living entity. Because living entity has chosen to come under guna's influence. Chosen. So when living entity comes under the guna's, three modes of material nature, then guna takes over you. Just like a ghostly haunted person. The person is more powerful than ghost, but when it is haunted, then ghost takes over. And whatever ghost wants, that living entity does. Completely ghost haunted. Similarly, when you come under the influence of three modes of material nature, then your free will becomes null and void. You have no free wills. They will push you in their direction, even though you don't want. And that is what it means. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. No, that's not sloka, that's sloka. This is a translation. When the living entity comes under three modes of material nature, they push him, pap, for doing pap. I'm not able to recall that sloka. But the three modes of material nature is pushing them. Devi esha gunamai mama maya duratya mame vaya prapadyante mayam itam taranti. That is not it. The three modes of material, they pushes living entity to act, even though they don't want to act. Kama esha kode esha rajoguna samudhava mahasano mahapapma videya kama esha kode esha rajoguna samudhava. Not that is there. Let's see. I'll recall that. Pushing, these three modes of material nature are pushing living entity. Ahankar vidum, that's look, ahankar vimudatma. What is that? Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasah ahankar vimudatma kartaram. So ahankar, I am the doer. But the three modes of material nature has taken over living entity. So they push, they control the living entity. So how to get rid of their influence, three modes influence? Mame vaya prapadyante, mayam itam. This is the process. Or the last but one sloka, 14th chapter, that Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Mam chayo avyabhi charena bhakti yogena sevate sagunam samayityaitam Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. So, if you want to transcend these three modes of materialist nature and you want to become more powerful than them, then what do you have to do? Mam, Krishna, chayo avyabhichari. Vyabhichar, prostitution. Avyabhichar means no prostitution. Only Krishna. No other. Only Krishna. Bhakti. Mam cha yo avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. Devotion, pure devotion to Krishna. Sagunan samayit, all three modes. Samayit yaitan, he transcend, cross over three modes of material nature. Sagunan, mayam itam tarantite. Sagunan, samayit yaitan, brahma bhuyaya kalpate. He becomes situated in Brahman, spiritual platform. So three modes, material nature, are pushing living entity, making living entity a dancing doll in their hands. So how to get rid of these three modes? By these two sloka. Mameve prapadyante sagunan samaritetam avyabhicharini bhakti. These two. Is it okay? Hare Krishna. Any other question?
The inverted banyan tree. What is
it? Inverted banyan tree? See, inverted banyan tree has root above and branches below. So, that branches and everything, banyan tree, is represented by three modes of material nature and by material world and kam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarya, birth, death, old age and disease, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, ego, material nature, material world, which is opposite to the spiritual world. So roots are above, banyan tree branches are below. So roots above, means in Golok Vrindavan. Golok Vrindavan is real world. And the replica or image of real spiritual world is this material world, replica. And that is opposite nature, in nature. Same thing, dono. Just like when I see in the mirror, then I am a real, and in the mirror my face is exactly the same. But it's not real. Just like if I put a lipstick on that girl's image in the mirror, you know, I'm making her bride and I'm decking her up in the mirror. I put sari in the mirror, I put lipstick in the mirror, and that bride is same, no change, replica. So this material world upside down of the real world. So that's what it means. Real world is Golok, spiritual world. Other side of Viraja, causal ocean, is a spiritual world. So banyan tree has roots above, branches below. So branches below, all branches are identifying different things, modes of material nature and so on and so forth. Material world. Is that okay? Any another question? Yes?
Everything is being carried out by three modes. Why should the living entity undergo the results of the action?
Why does the living entity undergo
the results of that action?
Undergo
the
reactions
of the actions.
Of the
action.
Because they push living entity. So living entity should use intelligence. Whether I should get pushed by three modes, material nature, into maya. Three modes means maya, guna maya, and jiva maya, two kind of maya. Guna maya and jiva maya. So guna maya is pushing me, gunas are pushing me into illusion, darkness, false. So then I, as a living entity, should think that this is wrong pushing. I want to go to the temple, but the mode of ignorance pushes me into the bar, into the pub, into the cinema ground. So then I should use living entity as freedom, as well as intelligence, as well as desire. I should recognize three modes who are pushing me. Suppose I push you off the cliff here, of the window. I pushes you. Would you let me push you further? Would you like to fall down? But we say, okay, good modes of material nature, maya is good, maya is good. Let him push me. Let me fall down. We choose that. So we should recognize maya, three modes of material nature, and take shelter of Krishna. Maya mitam tarantite, mameve prapadyante, sagunan samaityaitan, Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. We should choose not to be pushed by Maya. We should recognize Maya. Most of the people don't even recognize Maya. They fall victim to Maya. So we fall victim. And that's why we suffer. You understand that or no? Not clear. Any other question? Yes? Well, you have to resolve that once for all that I am spirit soul and I am part of Krishna and I am servant of Krishna, Radharani, and servant of the servant of the servant, Gopi Bhartur, Prada Kamalayor, Dasa Dasanu Dasa. So you have to resolve that once for all and remain on that platform for all. So if you can do that now, then later on, when you leave everything, like 51, 75, age, you will have to leave all these things, job and kutum, and they'll force you to leave if not. 65, your employer will say, here is a golden type in, if at all they give you, and bye-bye. Time will come. And family will also say, in Srimad Bhagavatam is said that 20 years later, a ox to a farmer, old ox, 20, finished. So then ox, the farmer gets rid of that ox. Useless. It become useless. So when you become old, then your putra vadhu will come, basically. Something will happen that you will renounce, that this is not it. I have done enough. Kama adina katida, katida durnidesham, jatu na karuna, mai karuna. They are not thanking me, even though I have done so much for them. Oh, you are old now, get out of here, they'll say. Most of the time. Pardon me? I shift my consciousness in my life at the age of 30. So everybody will shift their consciousness. Oh, what did I do? 65 years. What did I do? And what is the use of what I did? You will realize that. So what I mean is, the stage will automatically come, or else you bring your stage now, that no more nonsense. I don't want these three modes, and I don't want this false ego. I am the doer, Ahankar Vimudat. I am. No, I am Krishna's. I am Krishna's devotees. I am Krishna's devotees, devotees, devotees. I am. Just become like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rup Sanatan Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Puri Sheras, Kita Hoye, Mai Se Lagest, the Vista Kida, a worm in a stool. I am even lower than that. So what kind of false ego are you going to have? If you think you are the worm, if you think lower than worm in the stool, what can be lower than that? Stool is lower, and then worm is even more lower in the stool. And you are lower than that. So what kind of false ego you will have? But no, I am Ishwaro Ham, Ham Bhogi, Siddho Ham, Balavan Sukhi. I am the one. Ishwaro, May Ishwaro, Meri Puja Karo, Man Pratishta, Lab, Puja, false ego. So we can cut it down if you want to. We can resolve that today and remain on that platform forever. Then you can keep that, no false ego. Then you can keep that state, that status forever. Otherwise fluctuation. Sometimes very humble, sometimes I am the one. I am Mr. President of this temple. And everybody should pray to me. My way or highway. And my way or highway. Neither way. Ahankar, Vimudatma. Any other question? Is it okay? Yes. Whatever you do, suppose you drink, can you not imagine, can you not say what will happen? You will have a headache, or you will have an intoxicant, like your head will be spinning, or you will be high a little. No? Prabhupada says, it's your desire, is your destination, because you are desiring that. You will wind up there. You came here, how did you come? With your desire. You desire to come, or you came without desire? You have desire to come here. So if you desire to go to plus you have to desire also. Not that I want to desire to become Sheikh Abdullah or whatever. But you have to desire also. First desire, then desire. Then it will happen. Any other question? Use your intelligence. That's why intelligence is given to you. Who is speaking? Intelligence will tell you. Your intelligence is, definition of intelligence is a discriminating faculty within you, who discriminates right versus wrong. So ask your intelligence. Intelligence will tell you.
So is the heart same as the mind?
What is that?
Heart. Is the heart.
Heart doesn't talk. Heart pumps. Mind talks. Intelligence talks. But heart pumps. Heart emanates only love. It is a heart is the function of love. Love is function of heart. But intelligence will properly discriminate. And above intelligence is you, you can discriminate. And above you, ask Krishna, ask your guru, ask your senior God Guru, Siksha Guru, ask your Vartman, Pradakshika. You will know. That's why Guru is there. Any other quick question? Yes.
Which one will be more effective for the
Guru? I described that this morning. You was there? So what did I say? So, that's it. You got it. Sakala sadhana sreshta navavidha bhakti Krishna prem Krishna ditte dare mahasakti tar madhye sarva sreshta nama sankirtan nirapradhe nam laile paye prema dhan. We are looking for that Krishna prem dhan. So that can only be granted quickly and nicely and easily, sahaj, very easily by congregational chanting of the holy name. This is worthy of all scriptures. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this. So Nam Sankirtan. No Smaran, yes, Smaran is necessary. No Sravan, yes, Sravan is necessary. But Kirtan is number one. Kirtan is number one process. If you chant Hare Krishna without knowledge, without Sravan, without anything, if you chant holy Hare Krishna mantra, your prem for Krishna is guaranteed. Nirapradhe, nam laile, paye prema dhan. Sarva siddhi, khaite, suite, yatha, tatha, nam lai. Desh, kal, niyam nahi, sarva siddhi hoy. Sarva siddhi hoy. Nothing will be lacking. Sarva siddhi. Holy name. Very powerful process. Chanting the holy name. Time is also up.